Circle of Life in Epcot is closed. That or they aren't even pulling in the two people that used to go in. California Adventure was so bad on opening day 15 years ago that you wouldn't believe it. Or am I making it up? And we're going to try and make a real-life love connection, or are we, on the very first edition of WDWNT, The Dating Game. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll listen to WDW News Tonight.
From Orlando, Florida, this is WDW News Tonight. Here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nick LoCicero.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom Corliss, and you're not. And welcome to WDW News Tonight. Joining me, Nick LoCicero, if we could get his camera. What happened to your camera?
It fell.
So you're looking at Nick LoCicero's arms live right now. That's exciting if you're watching us in audio. But those of you listening to us this week, we welcome you as well. So a happy 15th anniversary DCA this week, Nick.
Yeah, happy birthday. So did they dress up anything as a big birthday cake over there?
No. They put up a banner. There was buttons. There were newspapers.
Oh, did they have a 15th button? Yeah.
There is a 15th button. Yeah, I had to have someone get it.
Ah.
I'm obsessive about Disney buttons.
Oh, I know you are.
I know. So also celebrating, we're celebrating 15 years of DCA at the Disneyland Resort. Four of them good. You know, we lost so many of the opening day attractions from DCA over the years. Still not as many that are closing at Hollywood Studios in April 2nd, though, but close. It's real close. Jeez. Also celebrating its 15th anniversary this week, the announcement of Avatar Land. So. Jeez. It's going to be an Avatar joke every week. I guess.
Yeah, we have a lot to play with there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Nick, let's talk about some news.
Yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling here. Circle of Life, we mentioned on the top of the show there, the cold open. Circle of Life, an environmental fable, quietly closed this weekend at Epcot. The 20-minute film about conservation is rumored to not be returning. But in fairness, think about this. The film lasted 21 years, debuting in 1995. It outlived Horizons, the original Journey into Imagination, and any version of Spaceship Earth that has ever existed.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because it's the message was a forever message. It didn't change. It didn't need to. The characters were popular. And the message of conservation lives on forever. We'll actually be talking about conservation later on in the show, too.
Yeah. Nick, you know the only thing it didn't outlive?
Mm.
The fanboys crying about the things it outlived. The only thing it didn't last longer than. Ugh. Of course, our real concern here, no one cares about the film. What we're all concerned about is the wall carpet. There is the wall carpet, of course, in the lobby of the Circle of Life Theater that harkens back to Epcot. Of course, Epcot back in the 80s, there was wall carpet everywhere. Every building was covered in luscious wall carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful wall carpet.
So, saddened by the threat of the loss of the wall carpet, fanboys have Velcroed themselves to it.
Mm. The little trampolines, right? You just go boom.
Yeah,
you stick up to it.
They set up trampolines and Velcroed themselves on. You know, actually, you know where they got the Velcro from? The old Inventions exhibit. That's where you can meet. It's where Baymax is now. So do you know what you call Velcro Baymax, Nick?
Tom, what do you call Velcro Baymax?
Big Hero Sticks. So stupid.
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
I liked it, actually.
Why are people listening to this?
It's
or watching it.
It works.
All right.
You don't want any sharp sticks around Baymax, though. Wrong kind of stick.
Yeah. So one of the rumored replacements is an attraction based on nutrition, because that's worked so well in the past. Those lasted, right? You know what we really need? The Lion Guard singing about high fiber. That's what we need. That's what's missing.
Roar.
Andorin. More on the Lion Guard later. Nick and I did the Lion Guard adventure this weekend, and there is like a full audio. You're going to get to hear us do the whole thing. It's insane.
It was good. It was a good time. And you'll hear all our adventures later on in the show.
I forgot to turn on my fancy name. There's my name.
Oh, look at that.
Here you go.
It's funny. It's what's really funny is because we are here in the radio studio here in Orlando, and we could see each other.
Looking at your arms. You know that?
I do. I tried to fix it, but I find myself looking at the computer monitor instead of like right across the room at you, at the physical you. I'm looking at this instead.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan looking tall and proud.
Yep. Ronnie. Thanks, Ronnie. There, fix that camera. Come on. Nope, it's still low. Now it's just, it's looking at your crotch still. I had it perfect. I don't know what you did. Over that way. Over that way. Left a little. There we go. There's Nick. Now you can see him.
Hey, guys.
So, hey, let's keep going with the news, shall we?
Really?
What?
No, yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Let's, Tom.
In a preview clip for the Disneyland 60th TV special that's going to be airing soon, we got our first look at the Millennium Falcon attraction for Star Wars Land. This preview was so brief.
How brief was it?
It was so brief that I think there was actually more to see on Superstar Limo.
Never wrote it.
Its runtime was shorter than Stitch's Supersonic Celebration. Yeah. But go check that out. WWNT.com. We've got that that video posted. You get a very brief look at the Millennium Falcon ride.
Yeah, it's definitely something to be excited about.
A little clip, sure. Looks like it's pre-viz of the ride.
Right.
Yeah, exciting. Another thing they previewed this week, the 2016 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival merchandise was previewed this week. Among the items are a Figment flower pot, Figment magic band, and Figment's even featured on a Dooney and Burke bag. At this point, the only thing Figment isn't featured on, a good attraction.
I'm genuinely laughing at that one. There you go.
Yeah?
Some of these I don't read beforehand.
It's funny, I don't read them beforehand either.
I like that one a lot. Yeah.
Also, Nick, I know you're excited about this.
Yeah.
The Yoda garden accessory. Are you not excited about this?
I am. Okay. You know I am.
You know, but Nick, personally, unless the Yoda garden stones levitate when I raise my hand, I'm not interested. Just not. Not cool. What did you do? What was that? Was that the Liberty Tree cup?
That was the Liberty Tree Tavern cup.
We're on that later. This is why we've never done video. Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to talk about this more next week. But Pirates of the Caribbean, the Magic Kingdom, has been culturally diversified, to be politically correct. During the refurbishment a few months ago, three characters had their skin colors changed to black. And next week, Jose from the Enchanted Tiki Room gets a Midwest accent. No? Oh, Nick's got a phone call already, apparently. We didn't even ask for people to call in yet. Who is it, Nick? Who's calling? I don't know who's calling. We'll find out. But, we're going to talk about that more next week. We have an expert, an actual expert, we're going to talk to about the cultural diversification of Pirates of the Caribbean next week. So that should be exciting. We're going to have it this week. They were busy, and we've got more than enough to present on this week's show. So you will get to hear that next week. Nick, what's going on? We all right?
Yeah, I think we're fine. I think our great staff is figuring this out. Apparently, I think maybe people in online may not have been able to hear you on Google Hangout anyway. I'm not 100% sure, but I think It's just been resolved. You're going out on their other streams, though.
There is an audio stream. Also,
you're going out on the purely audio stream. Apparently, Everything else is fixed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I don't know how we're going to fix that in the video that gets released later. That'll be fun to figure out.
We'll dub it over.
I don't know if you could do that. I wonder.
We'll have Tom dub over some
we're
lines.
We're going to have to figure it out.
We'll have somebody else dub over Tom's lines. That'll be even better.
Jeez. Jason, hopefully we can figure that out. Look into that.
Jeez. We could do anything we put our minds to.
Sure. Well, Nick, that's the news.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we're gonna play a game when we get back, Tom. And it's going to be a fun game about California Adventure-themed game. Now, you don't necessarily have to know too much about California Adventure to play, but it would help if you if you're a California Adventure aficionado.
Although,
so
to make it simpler for people, it's basically a true or false game.
It is. It's not
trivia. You have a 50-50 shot to be right.
Exactly, exactly. We need a couple contestants to play this game. We'll tell you more about it when we get back in just a little bit. But you give us a call, 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255 if you want to play. And if you're in the chat, we're also going to give you a chance to win a prize from the Theme Park Connection with this game when we return. But now it's time to take a quick break here.
Oh, hold on a second, Nick. Before we go to break, I got something I need you to play.
What's up?
Well, Nick, as you know, this show's fairly expensive. As you see, we got the whole staff webcam. We got you a webcam this week. This is an expensive show. We're going to get expensive backdrops. You don't have to look at Ronald Reagan, although we love Mr. Reagan,
yeah,
of course. So in order to pay for that, Nick, we got to pay for all those things.
I understand. So what are we doing here today?
So in order to pay for that, we're introducing, last week you heard we had one of our products. We have another new product this week that we're going to try and sell to everybody. And Nick, I'm going to need you to play that so we can run the ad for that brand new product we're going to be selling.
All right, let me load it up. There we go.
Dating as a single Disney fan can be tough. No one wants to eat a PR guest alone. And who wants to always ride single rider? That's why we here at WWNT made a brand new dating app just for Disney fans. It's called Fast X Plus. We've had top scientists work on our algorithm. Their recipe for a perfect match is simple. If it moves and it's near you in a Disney theme park, it will show up on your feed. Rest assured that Fast X Plus is working hard to pair you with your mutual attractions. Get it? Attractions. All you need to do is swipe left and right. It's so easy, even Tom Corliss is a frequent user.
Frozen shirt, left, she's wearing a Harry Potter robe. Ooh, Horizon's hat. All right, that's a right. Favorite attraction is flying carpets. Left, she likes Everest in its current state. Ugh, left. I didn't know you could do that with a churro. Right indeed.
Once you've met your match, you simply rate the attraction in terms of A, B, C, D, or marriage material, e-ticket. Based on such factors as thrill, fun for the whole family, and of course, re-rideability. Ladies, don't settle for any LaFools while looking for your Gaston. Download Fast X Plus today.
Seriously? Your profile picture has a shirt with a turkey leg stain on it? Left. Bald. Fat. Bald. Fat and bald. Oh, he's at the Frozen sing-along right now. For the first time in forever, I'm swiping right.
Fast X Plus moves you to the front of the queue of the Disney dating field. Make your rainbow connection today, because everyone is someone's e-ticket.
How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell you you are on his mind? Send you yellow flowers when the sky is gray. Hey, he'll find a new way to show you a little bit every day. That's how you know he's your love.
We might be on
Well, we're definitely
on WW News Tonight.
WW News Tonight here live on 1520 WBZW in Orlando. And
if you missed the monologue, that's why we release this for download later.
Exactly. We have the live audio stream going out there as well. If you're hearing us, most likely you're getting that. So. No need to give that up. But anyway, because I don't know if that stream's on WWNT. I don't know.
It's listen.wwnt.com.
They're getting the straight audio stream.
They should be.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I know we're trying the multi-camera shoot thing, and then,
there apparently were some issues. But we should have tested. You ran out and bought a mic, which probably was not our best
decision. That's a webcam.
Or that's what I meant, webcam.
Anyway, we want to give you the opportunity to play the game that's based on Disney's California Adventure, and I know you hate it when I put the S there, sorry. And it's a fun game. It's kind of a true or false game. You got 50-50 chances. It's a lot of fun, and I was having fun like kind of test playing it with Tom yesterday. So we have some prizes from Theme Park Connection, and one of them is DCA based right there.
It's the actual opening day coin. So this was given out on February 8th, let's see where there we go.
So we want to do that.
2001.
But we know a chunk of some of our audience might have missed the call for contestants at the beginning of the show. So we want to give that number out again, 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255. While we're waiting to get some contestants on the line, we're actually going to go ahead with that Lion Guard segment now. On Sunday at Disney's Animal Kingdom, they opened up a new kind of interactive adventure for kids of all ages to take part in. And that's based on the Disney Junior animated series, The Lion Guard.
Which you've seen, apparently.
Which I've seen. I love it. I think it's good. I found out, actually, it's just a really updated version of hand-drawn animation. So it is hand-drawn. It's just, I thought it was probably computer generated the way it looked. But anyway, I do like it. I like it a lot. And 2-year-olds apparently like it as well. So anyway, they introduced a new adventure in the in Disney's Animal Kingdom for people to try out. And Tom and I went there on Sunday, and we had a good time doing this. Take a listen.
Hidden within Pride Rock, in their lair. Lion Guard. A new legend awaits.
It is time!
You are about to embark on a great journey.
That is it, Tom. We found the first statue on our Lion Roar crest.
Lion Roar.
What is this
Lion
called?
Guard.
Lion Guard.
You didn't know the name of the show?
The name right. So we found Ono, keenest of sight.
Yes.
We were confident we had this down, just spot all the statues. But then we realized, how did we prove it? We didn't want to get to the end and be denied the button we so rightly deserved.
So we're just finding the statues, that's it?
Finding the statues, that's it.
Okay. Search, find, oh yeah, take a picture. Oh, take a picture with. We didn't take a picture with it. We're going to lose.
So we won't go all the way back to the first statue. We're just teaching all the preschoolers out there fully read the instructions.
Yes.
This was a learning moment. All right, come on. You need a selfie with the bird. You're getting in here.
We don't have to share. We have separate. Take your own selfie.
No, we're doing double. You get in
Why
here.
Are we taking
this is a quest. This is a quest. Both of us.
Am I doing this? I'm not good at selfies. You take
it. Give me your phone.
To use your phone.
My phone sucks. My phone won't last a day if I take pictures.
Little
did we know that two grown men crawling on the ground to take a selfie with a statue would draw a crowd of cast members.
There we go.
Now that for all ages, right?
I'm getting into the story.
We are.
On to the next location.
I see the banner.
Yeah, I spot the banner.
I see the banner.
Let's face it, wouldn't be a quest if we didn't get yelled at by cast members.
Just make sure you please not go in the dark.
Oh, okay. We'll take a selfie from here.
I can't even see if I'm in it.
Yeah. I can't do
it. Is he in it?
He's in it. There you go.
Take it.
Two down, three to go. We now find ourselves wandering around the Pangani Trail area trying to read the map, looking for the statue of Fully the fastest.
Unless they're both right here and they only put up one flag. But that's... Where are you going? It's over there.
corner.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Hit it. Hit the button. I'm in. There he is. I don't want to block him.
Yeah.
Or her.
We're not the best selfie takers.
Let me check them out.
I get mixed up. It's like the airplanes when, you know, down is up and up is down.
I'm going to stop and get construction pictures.
I don't think those are part of the quest, Tom.
I'm still part of my quest. I pledge to beat every other site to every store.
Even ones that aren't true. Then we gotta go all the way to Asia.
We do, and then we gotta come back to go to Planet Wall.
Sounds good. Because, Tom, the experience never ends. The fun continues at home when you go home and watch The Lion Guard on Disney Junior.
Are they going to promote a mobile app or something?
Oh, well, I'm sure there is.
There is.
I assume this will be edited for time.
Edited for time.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Although that comment won't be.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Tom and Nick have fun with foreign language.
Yeah. I don't know what language it is.
Is Zukazama actually, like,
I'm going to say yes.
And not just some made-up character catchphrase? I guess that was more of an 80s thing. We have to learn to get ourselves out of that generation.
Shihan's catchphrase is, "Heavy kielbasa!"
Something kielbasa?
Yes, heavy kielbasa.
Heavy kielbasa.
Means totally intense.
Is there really just one more we're going all the way over there for?
But it's the best one.
Why is it the best
It's one? Bunga, the bravest. He's a honey badger.
This honey badger don't give a damn. Or what was there was like an internet meme, wasn't it, for a while?
Actually,
honey badger don't care. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Ooh, look, it's chasing things and eating them.
It was a viral video. With all five statues found, it was time to board the train for the conservation station, where the prize of a big shiny button awaited us.
I'm sure they're going to make us do something ridiculous and fun.
I hope so.
That's what we in the business call foreshadowing.
Or closer than steam.
It's not. It's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Nearing the end of our journey, we disembarked the train and headed towards the conservation station.
Are those the chipmunks from Lion Guard?
Chip and Dale.
Hmm. I knew they looked familiar.
We'll get our buttons and end this.
Oh, it doesn't end. You can take the adventure home in the form of plush and the new mobile game, Lion Guard.
There is a mobile.
Roar to adventure.
Is there?
I don't know. Probably.
$3.99 in your app store. Inspired by the all-new Disney Junior series, join Keon and the Lion Guard on an action-packed adventure to protect the Pride Lands. Featuring the fun new music video, Zukazama.
Go by getting our buttons. Yes.
I'm going to head over the hill to my friend Denise. She's going to help you online.
All right. So for doing this, Tom, yeah. I think you are most like Ono, keenest of sight, because you were able to spot all the banners.
It's true.
Yeah. Which one do you think I'm most like?
Which one's the most annoying?
All right.
All right. You guys already have your map?
Yes.
You already know what you're doing?
We're done. I think so.
Okay. Nobody knows what's happening, so it's okay.
We did all the selfies.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Repeat after me. Say, I promise.
I promise.
To use my keen eyes.
To use my keen eyes.
To see right from wrong.
To see right from wrong.
To use my roar.
To use my roar.
To be fast, brave, and strong.
To be fast, brave, and strong.
I will protect my animal friends.
I will protect my animal friends.
I pledge the Lion Guard.
I pledge the Lion Guard.
I will defend.
I will defend.
Why are you laughing?
What? He doesn't take this seriously.
No, I'm just very excited.
I'm going to defend.
You're going to defend.
He'll
are
learn.
You going to defend?
Yes.
He'll learn.
I'm right. Send this for the button.
You want to stand right here? Give a good roar.
Together, they must defend.
The Lion Guard, protectors of the dry land.
Rah! All right, Tom, so we're away from the pledge lady. You were laughing during this thing. Are you going to take this seriously? It's a serious pledge. You just pledged to defend.
To defend what?
The tribes and the wildlife and the...
Yeah.
You need to defend, too. You need to do your part.
Yeah, I do. I donate to the conservation fund.
Oh, you give that dollar? For your button?
I usually give a lot of dollars. Always been a Wildlife Conservation Society member my whole life.
So you kind of sit on the sidelines and give money. You're not out there in the,
no,
you know,
are
in
you?
The front line. Now I am. I just pledged to do so.
Oh, God. Those who can't give, do. That's how that saying goes, right?
There it is.
Yeah.
The Lion Guard adventure.
That was, which one is the most annoying? Oh, boy.
We had a blast.
It was a good time. It was really silly. If you couldn't understand from the audio, basically you go around, you take selfies with statues, you go to Planet Watch, and they give you a button. But here's the thing. Most people had no idea what was going on whatsoever. Oh, Nick's running in here because his video's gone for the rest of the show. Here's the map. They give you this map. There's the map. And so you have to go to the different statues. You'll see the characters on there. You got to go to those statues, which are these characters that are on this side. There we go.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the statues are pretty cool. They're easy to find, but you can't, like, climb into the bushes to take a picture with them.
Well, one of them was pushed back real far, and I looked at Nick as he got into the bushes. I was like, you probably can't do that. And the lady immediately was like, no, get out of there. But yeah, not much of anything, but it's a thing. The statues are cool.
If you're a fan, you know, and honestly, like, if you're a fan, yeah, it's going to be cool for kids.
But it's certainly no Wilderness Explorers. It's nothing that in-depth. So, you know.
No, but it's a good time. So, you know what else is a good time? Playing games here on WDW News tonight.
Yes.
And we have the California Adventure game here, and we do have one contestant.
We do have one
on the.
I'll change the rules up a little. You'll be able to follow.
All right. Very good.
Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. So we were thinking about how are we gonna celebrate 15 years of California Adventure. We've done endless history segments and things like that. Although we do have a flashback later in the show, we're gonna talk about the opening day a little bit of DCA. But we're thinking about I was really looking back at opening day DCA and reading through it. And as I read things, I was like, you know, even though I saw that in person, I can't believe that existed. And then there was this idea: what if we did a game where people had to guess if something I said was actually a thing they could do on opening day, February 8, 2001, or something I completely fabricated? And that's when we came up with Opening Day California Adventure, or stuff I'm making up.
Stuff you're making up, yes.
Yes. So, in this game, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give our one contestant, more people could call, and I have more of these if we want to do them for the show. I'm going to give them five. I'm going to give them five things that, five statements. They have to tell me if that was an opening day DCA or if that's something I made up.
All right. And so we're going to bring on Georgia onto the show. Georgia, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, I didn't catch it on the phone. Where'd you say you're calling in from?
Actually, the Anaheim.
Oh, nice. So you should be a DCA expert.
Well, we'll see about that.
Are you an annual pass holder?
I am not.
Oh.
I recently moved, so not yet.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So let's start this game off. You understand the rules? Pretty straightforward, sure. Georgia?
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So you're going to get five of these. If you get at least three out of the five, we'll send you a prize.
That's all right.
All right. So the first one, tell me again. Is it an opening day California Adventure item or something I'm making up? Ride with bees in an orange.
Wow. I'm going to say made up.
That's a real thing, the orange stinger.
Oh my.
It was a swing ride inside an orange where you were a bee. Because that makes sense, and now that Silly Symphony swings.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
Combine bees and oranges.
Yes, of course. All right, next one. Sit in an immobile tractor. Immobile, non-moving tractor. Could you do that at opening day California Adventure?
I believe so. I'm going to say you could do that.
You could do that at opening day California Adventure. There was a whole exhibit in Bountiful Valley Farm where you could sit in tractors that didn't move.
All right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, right? I can't imagine why this didn't work. Next one. A peanut stand named Leguma Beach.
Leguma?
Leguma Beach peanut stand.
That's really corny. And Disney does do corny well. Sure, that's a thing.
No, it was not a thing. We made that one up.
That's really clever.
Leguma Beach was not a thing. All right, next one. You got to get the next two.
I have.
Meet Snow White and Friends at Fisherman's Dwarf.
Yes, I'm going to say that one is legitimate.
That was not legitimate. We made that
up. Oh, no. Well, because Fisherman's Wharf and Snow White, yeah. That was actually really tricky.
We spent a long time on this last night.
That was truly good.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you one more. If you get this last one right, we'll send you a prize.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one more. A giant sunglass-wearing dinosaur.
I'm going to go for broke and say that actually happened.
It did. It was Sunglass Jack's, Sunglass Jack's, or Dinosaur Jack Sunglass Jack.
Sunglass Jack.
Yeah, there you go. Sunglass Jack. All right. Well, Nick's going to get your information. Thank you for playing.
All right. Thank you
for playing Disney California Adventure or Stuff I Made Up.
All right. While I'm getting George's information, we actually have another contestant.
We do! Yeah. Let's play some more!
Sam wants to play.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, we have Sam. How's the show going?
We're alive.
That's all you can be.
Yeah, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you five things. You have to tell me if it was opening day DCA or something I'm making up. Are you ready to play? You got to get at least three of five.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Service dog area called Dogger Stadium.
That wasn't real.
That was not real. That's right. An Asian-themed pin cart called Loud Bangs. Spelled L-A-O-D space B-H-A-N-G apostrophe S.
I bought a few pins there. That's true.
Loud Bangs is real. It's actually also referenced. There's a wall in Frontierland at Disneyland Park that references Loud Bangs. All right, another one.
They have to reference it multiple times.
Yeah, they do. Kind of cool. Basketball game called Reboundo Beach.
That wasn't true.
That was true! It was outside Pizza Umau Mau. Reboundo Beach. Of course, a play on Redondo Beach. All right, so you got to get one more. You got two left. How about a bar called Pacific Coast Highballs?
That wasn't real.
That was not real. You're right. You win. We're going to send you a prize courtesy of Theme Park Connection, Sam. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, and thank you for DCA for being an absolutely terrible park.
Absolutely, but it's great now.
It's great talk show fodder.
So, Sam, stay on the line. Nick's going to get your information shortly. Nick, we got any more?
No, that's it.
I've still got a ton more.
Got some DCA music here, though.
Yeah, this is... Gotta love that horrible Paradise Pier loop from opening day.
Anybody there from the staff sitting there that hasn't heard these yet?
Yeah, I think a couple people, actually. Anyone on the staff who hasn't heard these yet want to play real quick? Is David there? We got David around? I don't know if he's there right now. He might not be.
Might not be.
Yeah. We can always play later. I've got them. They're sitting here. I'll put them off to the side. So, people still want to call in. 407-774-8255. We'll play. We can play more later in the show.
All right. Sounds good. Right now, we're going to take a short break.
Yes.
And when we return, we're going to have the creators of a new Disney fan dating site, MyDizMatch.com. Bob and Tim are going to be on the show with us, and they're going to talk all about their new dating site and how you could use it and how it might be able to find your Disney Love Connection. You're listening to WDW News Today, the radio show.
No, you're not. You're listening to WDW News Tonight.
We should have like a swear jar thing for that, shouldn't we?
You're going to be the only one that does it.
I am. I know. I'm going to owe so much money.
WDW News Tonight.
For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be my heart. Yes, you'll
love is in the air, Tom. Can you feel it?
You know, we didn't do Tom and Nick are angry about things. You know what I'm angry about?
What?
This isn't a love song.
No?
It's like a mother-son song.
Okay.
It's not...
You're right.
It's not a couple song. But someone else sent me a video of some... I think it was actually Voices of Liberty. It's some of them, like, on their off hours did, like, a... They just decided to sing, like, a medley of Disney love songs.
Oh,
and this cool. And Go the Distance were in there, and I was kind of angry because neither of those really fit that theme. And anyway,
I hear you. Well, we will get to what Nick and Tom are angry about later on in the show, but now's not the time. I do want to thank Georgia and Sam for taking part in our in one of our games today, and of course our games are brought to you by they're brought to you by Theme Park Connection. We are WDW News Tonight.
This is why we need the announcer here. Next week she'll be here. The announcer will be. Maybe.
Theme Park Connection. Visit them at their incredible Orlando retail location near the Florida Mall or online at themeparkconnection.com. And they are the supplier of all our wonderful prizes that we give out to our game show.
They're going
to
get that opening day DCA coin. That's really neat.
It is. It is a neat piece. So
we got more.
So we still have more. Yeah, we still have more of the DCA game to play as well. And we're going to give the chat a chance to win a prize later on in the show. But first, like I said, there's, Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, so we all have love on the brain right now, Tom, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So we want to bring on a couple guests that are helping to match up some Disney fans wherever you may live. And the name of the website is mydizmatch.com. And we have Bob and Tim, the I presume creators of the website on the show right now. I want to thank you guys for being a part of the show tonight.
No, thanks for having us on, guys.
So,
yeah, Nick Tom, thank you very much.
So, this website, mydizmatch.com, is it your guys' brainchild? Did you guys bring this to be?
It is. Well, we started our podcast. It's been strange to believe, 3 years ago this month. So, and we were a couple months in, and we realized that there's a big Disney community out there. They're just trying to meet each other and just find ways to get together and ways to tour the parks, maybe do a cruise line together. Because, that single supplement traveling is just incredible. So if you could pair up with people, tour the parks, have some fun, good way to meet.
Yeah. I'd definitely love to go on the cruise. It is. It's expensive. So if anyone out there needs to go on a cruise, I'm here. I'm here, ready. This is fun. We're seeing these type of sites. There's Facebook groups. There's everything. People are really trying to match up Disney fans. And I think it's a really great thing because we're an awkward bunch. Let's face it.
So true. Awkward is a strong word. We're eccentric. Let's go with eccentric. Let's try passionate. Or passionate. Passionate's even better, right? Right. No, we saw that a lot of folks were starting to look around and wanting to do more than just do the social media kind of thing. And we thought, well, we need to create a site where not just dating site, but folks that want to do some Run Disney events and want to, like Tim said, go on trips. People that just want to be friends that, you kind of avoid that whole crazy social media mix where you're getting a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily Disney related. So we kind of just kind of focus our intention just on folks that really want to be involved with each other in a Disney kind of way.
So take us a little bit through how this works. MyDizMatch.com, you log on there. What's the first thing you do? I assume set up a profile. I actually did one. I actually did a profile last night. Did my MyDizMatch profile last night.
You did. I saw that. Yeah. We monitor the site really closely. You got to be 18 years old to even participate. We want to make sure no kids are in the site. All you got to do is register. You put in a username, email, password. You confirm the password. You put in your gender, the gender that you're looking for. And the nice thing is, like, if you're just looking for a running buddy or somebody to travel with, then you don't care whether it's a male or a female. You can click both. So it kind of opens up and broadens the pool of folks that you can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you get into that, then you put in your location and the type of who you're looking for. The location allows folks that are close to you. It's an algorithm. I think we use Google Maps. Is that right, Tim? On that,
yeah. So geolocated through that,
right? So it'll pinpoint if somebody's near you that you want to get together, and then you put in, like I said, relationship, running companion, travel companion, or just some friends. Then you got to put in your birth date so we verify that you're 18 and above. The ladies are allowed to cheat. We don't, you're not going to get kicked off if you want to fudge the numbers a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. and then who you're looking for, your match's age. What age group is cool with you? If you're just looking, one of our good friends that really participates a lot in our show, she was constantly looking for people to go to Walt Disney World with her because her family, although they loved Walt Disney World, they didn't have the free time that she had. So she was always looking for somebody to share a room with because, like Tim says, it gets a little bit expensive getting those rooms. So it'd be perfect for her to do this. And it's easier to find somebody instead of just putting out there to social media, and you're not exactly sure who you're getting.
Right.
Then this is where some of the fun stuff comes in. You get to pick what Disney character you're most like, what your favorite Disney movie is, your favorite Disney park, favorite Disney leading lady and leading man, some of that stuff. And of course the smoking and drinking, because some people like to drink socially, and if you don't mind a smoker, you want to know who you're getting. And then the site itself puts together all the algorithms and matches you up with whoever kind of has the same interest as you. And you can pick as many as you want. It's not like, oh, I can only pick one leading man or one leading lady.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought that was pretty cool. That's what really makes this kind of fun and different and specific for Disney fans, where you get to think about, I want these kind of characteristics in somebody. What Disney characters match that? And we're usually familiar with that. And it's nice, easy, simple terms. And it's not, going into a dating website or any kind of meeting website where you're putting in all this information. It's not a lot of data input. It's checking a few boxes and it's, you go on your way. I do like how you could kind of check multiple ones to kind of get a little variety in there.
Right, right. And here's the thing. Tim and I, we both lucked out. We both married women who did not like Walt Disney World all that much. But we converted them,
We did. We did.
It was an arduous process. Well, all you got to do is take them to a deluxe resort, and they're hooked for the most part.
Yeah, a couple trips to the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, they're in.
So the website wasn't made out of necessity then. That's good.
right. No, we're happily married. Although Tim and I are both in there, I'm in the running group and the friendship group, and Tim's just in the friendship group, although I'm trying to get him in the running group.
Why do people want me to run? I don't understand.
he wants a golf cart group, but we're not ready for that just yet.
Exactly.
We just wanted it to be a little bit more specific to the Disney community, because a lot of folks out there, they want to spend time at the parks. They want that match of theirs, speaking of the romance part. They want that person to really enjoy Disney as much as them. And this kind of makes it a little easier for them to find somebody that really shares that passion for Disney so that you know, you can go and enjoy yourself. You don't have to argue about where you're going on vacation every year. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to go to Walt Disney World or Disneyland or Disneyland Paris or an Adventures by Disney, something like that. So
yeah, I like that it could just be a friend tool, a person you're meeting up to go to the parks with. And I like that there's that casual element of it, too, because that is important. I know a lot of people that would utilize something like that.
Yeah, a lot of folks like to tour the parks, even, you know, locals in California and Walt Disney World, that they want to go to the parks. But, you know, sometimes that's got to get a little boring going by yourself, you know. So you're just looking for somebody to pal around with, you know. Or, you know, you don't know what the situation is. Somebody finds themselves all of a sudden through divorce or being a widow or widower. And they want to go. They still love Disney, and they want to go to the park, so they want to go on the Adventures by Disney. But they're not looking for romance. They just want somebody to travel with. You talk to some people on our website on My Dismatch, and maybe you can get that going together. And the beauty of our website is it's free. Nick, mm-hmm. You went on and didn't cost you a penny, did it?
Yeah, no, I was waiting for that. Okay, you can't message anybody to hand over your credit card, but that never came.
Right. You can go and you can look at some of the pictures that are in there. Now we do have an upgrade if you want to upgrade to the full, where you can do live chats with people and message people and that type of thing. But it's only $3.99 a month, so less than a cup of coffee. To maybe meet somebody and share some Disney love with.
Mm-hmm. It looks like all the when you do the matchups, it's all kind of sortable, right? It seemed to be where I could sort it to look like geographic location, like only people here, only people in, you know, with photos, only this, only that, and it was really customizable that way.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We tried to put in as many. And we'll probably add to it as we go. We started this back in November. So we're taking our time with it. We want to make sure it's done right. We want to make sure that everybody's safe. We went on some, as we were researching this, we went on some other match sites, dating websites, and some of them that you would think would be really pure and wholesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Not so much. Very, very adult. A little bit scary. So, we kind of take that out of the mix. We approve all photos.
I was going to ask, you're screening for photos and things like that?
Right, yeah.
A couple of them right out of the box were, I'll just say, offensive, right from the home screen. You didn't want to be there. You didn't want to be anywhere near there.
Right. We're making sure, you know, we really... I mean, obviously, we can't cover everything, but we really try and do some due diligence with folks to make sure they're legitimately in the Disney community before we allow them on the site. And we had what was it, a Nigerian prince, Tim?
We did. Hard to believe. I know you don't hear about those on the internet very often.
And I know there are a lot of ladies out there wishing we had let him stay on, but we decided that he might not be legitimate, so...
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
So, why, you guys told me you live in Ohio right now. Do you guys come to the parks very often? Do you guys make your own trips at times? Like, how did you guys become fans of the parks?
Oh, a lifetime.
Oh. Exactly. I've been coming since I was probably since the park opened. My parents are huge fans. They're down there more often than I am. Anymore. We usually get down there for one or two trips a year, and hopefully we're going to hit it up again in June.
Yeah.
And Tim, you, Tim honeymooned down there.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's got the romance as far as that goes, but I kind of forced my wife to go. I said, come on, we're just going to go just for a little bit. We were at Daytona Beach, and I got her hooked by staying at the beach club, so. But I've been going like Tim. I've been going since I was a kid. I think my first trip was 73. 1973. So I've been going when it was the shops at, or the Lake Buena Vista Village, Tim, or is it the shops
yeah.
at Lake Buena Vista? I can never remember.
So, yeah, Lake Buena yeah. Vista.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, because I think it's important for people out there that when you're building this website, you guys are Disney fans building this website for Disney fans, and I think that's important. And I think that shows when something like that's done.
Oh yeah,
I think. It's,
oh yeah,
yeah. I think
you know your audience.
We've all. I'm sorry.
You know your audience, and that's important.
We do. We know the audience, and the audience expects kind of like a Disney type quality. Disney has that. What do you call it, the je ne sais quoi quality that we come to expect, and that's the reason we keep going back.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, guys, we're coming up against our bottom of the hour break here. I'm gonna hold you for just a couple of minutes. I do have a couple other questions for you, and I want you to be able to talk about your podcast, Resort Loop Podcast. So just hold on there, guys. We're talking to Bob and Tim from MyDizMatch.com. That's MyDIS Match.com, telling us all about their new dating website. We'll be back with them on the other side of the hour, and you're listening to WDW News.
WDW News Tonight.
Welcome to Hour 2 of WDW News Tonight, where things are finally functioning correctly. We're going to wrap up our interview from Hour 1. Nick's got a couple more questions, so Nick, why don't you take it away?
Tom, whoever thought a name change would be a good idea with me? I don't remember names in the first place, never mind the new name of the program. But anyway, welcome back to the show. We want to welcome back on Bob and Tim from MyDizMatch.com. I just have a few other things for you. Do you see a trend yet, guys, in where in the country? Because we have Anaheim and Orlando, obviously the hotspots.
What Nick is trying to ask is how many people from Orlando
yes.
are on there.
Yes.
Trying to get at.
No.
right now, believe it or not, our base right now is a lot of folks in the Northeast.
Northeast,
a lot of folks in the Northeast around the New Jersey, New York, Connecticut area. Yeah,
I'm not complaining. That's just what it seems to be. A lot of people are using it for that. That means that you kind of were really touching on here. Hey, I'm a Disney fan that lives away from the theme parks. Because, I mean, let's face it, if we're near the theme parks and we still can't meet people, that's not so good. But, but people that live away maybe want to make the trip but want to, cut down on the cost, share costs, or meet other people. It seems like it's really taken off in that respect.
Right. Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, one of the great inspirations for our even doing this. I mean, we've been thinking about doing this and putting it together for a couple of years now. But one of our great inspirations was a young couple actually from Illinois that they actually met doing a stage play of Aladdin, and she was Jasmine, he was Aladdin, and they fell in love. They just got back from an incredible Disneyland Paris trip, and they're married. And
wow.
That's what we're kind of going for is folks that really can share that Disney love. Because, like you said, we've been very active in the Disney community long before we even started the podcast. And by the way, that was Tim's fault that we started the podcast. So
it's always someone's fault.
Every time. He goes, this is all your fault. I blame you for all this.
I tell him that all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, we really care about what's going on in Disney and want people to kind of share that and just focus their searches for like-minded people into one area. And, before I forget, we are offering your listeners a 30-day free trial of the full membership.
Oh.
Again, no credit card. No credit card until you decide you want to do the full membership. Then you use the credit card. But what will happen after the 30 days is you'll just go to the regular membership instead of the full membership. And again, that's all free. So
Very cool.
Don't think we're waiting for a credit card. Anyway, use the code. There's a little box at the bottom as you're signing up. The code will be WDWNT30, and we'll get you a 30-day free membership on MyDizMatch.com.
That's awesome. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Done.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm
absolutely
doing after the show, Tom. WDWNT30 promo code. All right. Hey, guys, before we let you go, your podcast, Resort Loop Podcast, tell us a little bit about it, where to find it.
This is Tim's brainchild, so go ahead, Tim.
Oh, well, you can find it at resortloop.com. And when the whole podcasting thing came about, I found it right away. I was actually searching for a Walt Disney World radio. You know, the radio you used to listen to driving into the park.
Yeah.
So I did a search, and I came up, I think, with, like, Ricky Briganti's podcast, and I just started listening to them right off the bat. And I even told Bob about them, like, right off the top. I was like, you got to start listening to these. I was like, I think we could do something like this. And then, you know, years went by because the kids were young.
Well, he was bringing me CDs. This is how long we've been doing it. He was bringing me CDs to listen to that he would burn of podcasts. Yeah.
And they weren't even rewritable at the time.
Wow. Right.
And I just thought we could do it. And eventually, you know, what, 3 years ago now, we just decided we'd launch one. The response has been fantastic. We're having a ton of fun. We're meeting a lot of nice people. We're just having a great time.
All right. Well, yeah, it definitely is a lot of fun to do these kind of things. And I want to thank you guys, Bob and Tim, for being on the show today. Again, it's mydizmatch.com, and they're offering that promo code, WDWNT30. Very cool, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Tom, I will be preoccupied after the show today. I will be putting in my promo code and seeing what I can do. Boy. Wreaking havoc.
So we're behind schedule as usual on the show. What are we doing? We're going to talk about next week?
Yeah. What's going on next week, Tom?
Next week's going to be a big show. As I mentioned, cultural diversity and Walt Disney World next week. We have a special guest. Who's our special guest next week?
We do. I'm going to pull up her name right now.
The names you got correct. Yeah. So we decided we're not at all. We are experts in the theme park field. I think it's safe to say that. We are not experts in real people things like cultural diversity. So we decided to get someone perhaps who went to school for such things and perhaps is qualified to actually talk about such a topic. So that's what we're going to do next week.
And her name is Lisa Barkley. She's over at the University of Central Florida, right here in Orlando.
Yep.
And she is the Assistant Dean for Diversity and Inclusion. She's
more qualified than any of us.
Yeah, she also works over there at the College of Medicine. But she has agreed to be on the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so if you listened to our discussion about safety last week, we're going to kind of get into something a little more serious and hopefully raise some conversation, and it should be pretty interesting next week. We'll see how that goes.
I think it will be. Yeah.
And then, not to bore those of you who come here for our usual theme park nerdiness, since next week is President's Week, what we're doing is often the Americana or presidential attractions at Disney parks are often deemed by many to be the most boring. So what we want to do next week is decide what is the absolute most boring thing to do at all of Walt Disney World. So we're going to figure that out with our esteemed panel next week as well. And then Flashback to the Future, we're going to have an elongated version of that segment next week where we talk about Walt Disney and Americana in the Disney theme park. So a short history of that, all that and more next. Also next week, we're going to get this out of the way now. This week we advertised we were going to have the dating game.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That didn't happen.
Mm.
We kind of got contacted late by people Nick had contacted to come on and be part of the game. We do have all of our contestants.
Yeah.
By the time they had contacted us, it was too late in the game to actually make this thing happen. So because of that, we have pushed the dating game to next week's show. It will happen next week, I promise. It looked like it wasn't going to happen all today. We got contacted very late. By then, the show was already put together. It was too late to throw it into this. And so next week, live, WW News Tonight, WWNT, the dating game, the premiere edition.
Yeah, we got a rush of contestants late. And by the way, so like some people weren't too clear on the you have to be able to attend a date in Orlando, so that kind of screened some people out too, unfortunately. Because the winning couple gets an all expense paid dinner at Walt Disney World by Tom Corliss.
Yeah. We are going to record it, but you do get a meal. It's not going to be, we're not going to send you to like Pizza Fari or Casey's. We'll send you a sit down, nice sit down restaurant.
Yeah. Well, speaking of food at Walt Disney World, Tom, it is time to debut a new segment here on WDW News Tonight called
What Did We Just Eat?
Okay, crackpots, let's get cooking!
Very fitting. Very fitting, I like it. I tell Nick I never want to hear these early. I want to be surprised by what the intro is going to be. But so Sunday, we went to the Magic Kingdom, and the whole day was planned around this one meal. I decided early in the week I needed the mug. There is.
Oh, do you need my mug? As a,
yeah. I guess I could show people on this side. Yeah, we didn't know you weren't going to have a camera. So Skipper Canteen got those metal cups when they debuted. So Liberty Tree, since they share a kitchen, went the same direction. While the glass cups didn't return, they got these beauties. These metal cups are now available at Liberty Tree Tavern. So I decided, number one, I love lunch at Liberty Tree. It's one of the most underrated lunches anywhere at Walt Disney World. Fantastic. Affordable, good food, always filling, really wonderful. And then they had this mug. I just wanted to go get the mug. So I told Nick, do you want to come on Sunday? We'll go get the mug. And Nick's like, yeah, I'm in. We're going to go get the mug.
So, new mug, yes.
I hadn't been since they reopened. They made some modifications to the lunch menu, so there were some things we wanted to try. Nick and I ordered way too much food.
Way.
And we tweeted the picture. We don't have it up. It's not going to come up now, but we tweeted it, and it was a full table food. So number one, Nick decided he wanted, what was it? It was the crab and lobster dip for two.
I did. I got that, and it actually came for four.
It came for four. They brought us a second one by accident. So we had two of these. It's a full loaf of bread. Full loaf of bread with each of these. So we have two full loaves of bread and two of these big dips there. Not only that, I decided I always have to have my clam chowder. So the clam chowder comes as well. So there's the two loaves of bread, the two dips, the clam chowder. But then I saw something else on the menu.
They look delicious.
The corn fritters. So on top of that, we've got the two loaves of bread, the two dips, the clam chowder, and the corn fritters. This is all appetizers. Before we even have a chance to finish all this, the entrees come out. So on top of that, Nick, you got that. It's not a normal BLT, but it was a BLT with.
With crispy pork belly.
Crispy pork belly.
Yeah,
which was excellent.
It was so good. It was one of the better things I've ever had at the Magic Kingdom. It honestly was. Yeah. So it's called the Liberty Boys BLT. It's slow roasted pork belly, fresh greens, which I really love the fact that they used arugula. I'm a big fan of arugula. Disney's using it a lot these days. Really, really liked it. The bread was a delicious. They're calling it. Like just a house-made bread. Okay, they don't even have a special name for it. It was just really good, I guess, kind of whole grain type bread. Yeah. Excellent. There were tomatoes on it. There were shallots on it. What really made it good. So you have this really, really tasty sandwich. But then they have this this mayonnaise spread. It's a mushroom mayonnaise spread, and it was it gave it, you know, it was just so good because the bread was, I would say the bread was a little dry, but with that mayonnaise, it was just all, it all came together well. And he actually, I do have to say, I was a little offended though, Tom, because I ordered this, and he said, he looks at me and he says, you know, the pork belly is very fatty. That's a lot of fat on it. What are you trying to say? I'm a marathon runner. But I know you hate that. I saw the eye roll. But anyway, so I went with it, and I'm not disappointed. Now, I will say that, you know, sometimes you get the pork belly, and it's kind of different sometimes if you order it at different times or different days. It was a really good cut. It wasn't crazy fatty. It was just the right amount of stuff, because you're going to have a little decent amount of fat with the pork belly, but it was perfect.
Yeah. I got my usual hamburger. It's fairly standard, but I like it. I went for the clam chowder. Out of the appetizers, that crab and lobster dip was surprisingly good.
Phenomenal.
I was really surprised.
Out of this world. Yeah. And the loaf of bread was like kind of coated in like
butter.
I think it was like a honey butter. It was a very sticky butter. Yeah. So, but see what they did is they coated the entire loaf of bread. So you couldn't actually break. That's the only thing I didn't like. I want the butter. Well, I guess not on the side because you're putting the spread of the stuff on it. I don't even think it needs it, but it added to it. It was good, but you can't help but like get it all over your hands because it's just coating. It's just coating the bread. And so you pick up the bread, you tear off a slice, and it's just all sticky. The fritters, you didn't like.
They were fine. They're all right.
I liked them a lot. Solid. I think there's a nice spice to the... There's a little bit of a kick, tiny bit of a kick to the okay. to the breading. The inside was cheesy and delicious.
I go here for clam chowder and those... I love the steak fries and the burger.
And the diced gummy bears.
They weren't gummy bears. It was a pepper jelly.
It was a pepper jelly, but
did look like gummy bears.
Almost. It was delicious, too. It was really good with the fritters.
Yeah.
So overall, really, really good time there.
And let's quickly talk about, you didn't know about Blue Milkshake.
I knew of the concept.
Oh, you had heard of Blue Milkshake.
Yes.
You'd not had one.
I had not experienced
Min
one.
And Bill's, I went last week, I tweeted, they're gone, and I was really sad, because the Blue Milkshake, for those unaware, Blue Milk is a thing in Star Wars. For Star Wars Weekends last year, I think they debuted it, maybe it was the year before even, they started doing Blue Milkshakes, but they had them at, like, at primetime at the bar there, Tune In Lounge, and then Sci-Fi would have them, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then Min and Bill started having them earlier this year when they started doing this not Season of the Force, Star Wars Awakens thing.
Yeah.
And then it was gone for a while, and now it's back again. And as soon as we passed by, I went to Nick. I said, we need to get Blue Milkshakes.
Even though it was, like, freezing out. It was pretty cold out.
It's freezing. It was like 40 degrees out on Sunday night.
We were like,
this is after. Milkshakes? We didn't eat again the rest of the day after Liberty Tree because we had so much food. So we go there. It's, by the way, right now it's January, February at Disney World. This is when they bring in the CPs. There's a new batch of college program cast members coming in. So everywhere right now, there's too many cast members working, and most of them are being trained. So we go to Min and Bill's, and we order the Blue Milkshake, and then there's a bunch of these with their, they got the little red tassel hanging that says, earning my ears. And so she goes to make the milkshakes. They come out of the machine. They basically have this big cowlick on top of both of them that's like coming out of the cup. They got to wipe the cup off. Then another CP with the red tag comes in. And she's got the whipped cream. And she's trying the whipped cream. The whipped cream's not working. Another CP comes around her, goes to the fridge, gets another whipped cream, comes out. She's got the other whipped cream. Three of them are pushing the whipped cream. It finally goes. It's not in any real nice pattern on top of the milkshake. But 4 people later, we have our Blue Milkshakes, and it was wonderful.
It was worth it. It was worth every cast member
took. They're blue raspberry flavored, for those who are unaware.
And I like the little blue pellets they sprinkle over it. Those are crunchy and good. It was way too thick for a straw, but scoop it out, just eat it like ice cream. It was delicious. Couldn't even eat the whole thing. It was so good, but so rich, too. So really, really good. But the reason we needed that is because apparently they might have discontinued my spicy Harambe popcorn.
They did.
Yeah, they did. You know it. It's gone.
It's not anywhere. It's gone.
Boo. Yeah. Very disappointed.
Sorry, Nick.
So what did Tom and Nick not eat? Really good African spice popcorn at Disney's Animal Kingdom, but that's for another show.
How many CPs does it take to make a blue milkshake, to someone in the chat? That's exactly the joke I made to Nick as we were standing there. The world may never know.
All right, well, WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip at Walt Disney World, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can save up to 25% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, April 14th through June 11th, 2016, when you book by March 31st, 2016. You can also ask about other great rates for stays most nights, February 22nd through April 13th, 2016. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
There you go. Nick, you know, I don't know how many people in the first hour heard that product we plugged. You know, this show's expensive.
Yeah, I know that product.
This show's expensive, Nick. You know, we got to pay for these webcams, even though Nick doesn't know how to use them and breaks the whole show with them. We gotta pay for these things.
But I think you have to be a little more choosy on your advertisers, Tom.
Well, let's let our listeners decide. We have a new product. You know, we plugged one dating service tonight. Well, WDWNT is kind of getting into the game as well. And Nick, can we run that ad again, just in case people didn't hear it?
We probably can.
Yeah.
All right.
as a single Disney fan can be tough. No one wants to eat a Be Our Guest alone. And who wants to always ride single rider? That's why we here at WWNT made a brand new dating app just for Disney fans. It's called Fast X Plus. We've had top scientists work on our algorithm. Their recipe for a perfect match is simple. If it moves and it's near you in a Disney theme park, it will show up on your feed. Rest assured that Fast X Plus is working hard to pair you with your mutual attractions. Get it? Attractions. All you need to do is swipe left and right. It's so easy, even Tom Corliss is a frequent user.
Frozen shirt, left, left, she's wearing a Harry Potter robe. Ooh, Horizon's hat. All right, that's a right. Favorite attraction is flying carpets. Left, she likes Everest in its current state. Ugh, left. I didn't know you could do that with a churro. Right indeed.
Once you've met your match, you simply rate the attraction in terms of A, B, C, D, or marriage material, E-ticket, based on such factors as thrill, fun for the whole family, and of course, re-rideability. Ladies, don't settle for any LaFools while looking for your Gaston. Download Fast X Plus today.
Seriously? Your profile picture has a shirt with a turkey leg stain on it? Left. Bald. 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 Fat. Bald. Fat. Fat and bald. Oh, he's at the Frozen sing-along right now. For the first time in forever, I'm swiping right.
Fast X Plus moves you to the front of the queue of the Disney dating field. Make your rainbow connection today, because everyone is someone's e-ticket.
That was awful. Never.
That's that WDWNT quality you're also using.
You'll never, ever catch me on an app like that.
Never?
Never.
Sure, you sign up for Mouse Mingle, you sign up for this other one.
Yeah.
But you're not going to support ours.
No.
You're ridiculous.
No. All right, we'll be right back here on WDW News tonight.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Getting jazzy. What was that? Nick, what is that?
Was what, Tom?
What was that noise?
Hey, no clue what you're talking about.
The noise that keeps happening, that one?
I don't hear anything, Tom. I just hear the Lion King. Love is in the air.
You're using the app, aren't you?
No. Yes.
Smooth.
Like a Dole Whip, Tom.
Gross.
Look at that. That's a good one. No.
Bald. Fat. Bald. Anyway. Jeez. No one's ever listening to this again. Just stop doing this show. I don't know where I put these sheets. They're in the
I throw them.
What? Just throw them. Never doing this again.
Yeah. Right. We're having a good time tonight, though. I'm having a blast. If you guys are out there, you know, we've forgotten about the hashtag.
Hashtag WDW Tonight.
WDW Tonight.
You want to tweet, but everybody out there in the chat as well, what are you laughing about?
It's funny. Like, we know each other so well. Whenever I pause for an extended period of time after I say a sentence, you know I have no idea what I'm saying.
You have no idea, so I know I have to finish the sentence.
You know, I totally forgot the name of it. I don't want to mess it up. Because tonight we're playing, I just pause, and you eventually fill it in.
This show's never going to work. Anyway, are we still playing the game?
Yeah, we are. So we're
the game, of course, is Opening Day Disney California Adventure or Stuff Tom Made Up. And yeah. You have to decide between the two. The illustrious panel's on. Is David there? Because David was a Disneyland regular for many years.
Yes, I am, Tom.
Yeah, hello. David, I'm going to give you one so we can give people an example of how this works. So, David, I'm going to give you one of these, and you have to tell me, is it something that was there on opening day, Disney California Adventure, or is it something that I made up?
All right, let's go.
All right, the one I've got, the next one is, where is it? Hot dog stand called Candlestick Pork.
I'm going to say that you made that up.
I did make that up. That wasn't real. I think actually Patrick made that one, or Ron. I don't remember who did, but somebody did. But see, it's that easy, folks. Folks at home, that's how you play the game.
Yep, and we have some prizes from Theme Park Connection to give out if you want to play.
Opening day.
And stay in the chat. Stay in the chat if you're there, because we're going to give the chat a chance.
Yeah, the chat's going to get one.
To win a prize as well.
Yeah, so, all right. For the discussion tonight, we have on Jason Diffendahl, Justin Heyman, David Smith, Ron Deanna, maybe Patrick? Did we lose Patrick? Patrick in there somewhere?
Patrick's here somewhere.
I don't know.
Right. Someone's
got a horrible echo, but anyway. So for the discussion tonight, obviously this Sunday is Valentine's Day, and we have a number of married people and the rest of us who have thus far been unsuccessful to talk about this evening. Our topic is romance in the Disney parks. So I want to talk a bit about this. Maybe there are people out there. Maybe I think we've talked about there are couples that both are into Disney, and there's couples where one has to convert the other, and maybe some of our panel have experience in both of those departments, and we'll talk about it a bit. And what's for those of you who are successfully married, what is the situation there? Were you the Disney fan? I hope you're a Disney fan if you work for me, but what was the situation there? Were they also a Disney fan? Did you have to coerce them? How did that work out?
Can we first define successfully married? So
successfully married
successfully
means
married.
Your engagement stuck. That's what successfully married means.
Took vows.
Yeah. Eddie, floor's open, boys.
So I guess I'll start, because Marcy and I came into this both Disney fans, but from different sides, because I grew up in California, so I was always going to Disneyland. That was my first love. Marcy had always gone to Walt Disney World. She hadn't even been to Disneyland prior to our getting married. So So we kind of came in with fans, but in different parts of the company.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I amped my wife's love of Disney up a bit. She certainly liked it and visited quite a bit. And she's in the next room, so I'm looking over my shoulder as this goes on. I think the obsession kind of certainly amped up her already love that was already there, but it was definitely there.
Okay.
Laurel and I met online, and both of us had Disney stuff in our profile, and that's kind of what connected us, so that worked out for us. Well.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out who's has the mic in their mouth, is what I'm trying to discover. We'll figure out this live thing at some point.
You guys keep blaming it on me. It's not me.
I know. Usually on the podcast, it's Jason and Justin, so it might be one of them.
Justin. I'm holding my breath, so it can't be me. It could be Lady or the Tramp. I don't know.
Oh, are we showing off mugs again?
Yes, we are.
It's time for the mug show off. Yeah. He's got Lady and the Tramp mug. I have a 1996 Valentine's Day Donald and Daisy cup from Walt Disney World.
Tom wins.
It's an old one.
Yeah, I'm going to win every week. I'm warning you.
I think I have two years ago's Barks mug.
Oh, well. I have an ace in the hole, but I'm holding off.
Oh.
Until the right time.
Tom runs out of mugs.
You know I work in a warehouse full of Disney items, right? You do know.
I know, but that's why I'm strategically holding this mug back. I don't think you know I own this mug. So
okay. All right. So anyway, we were talking about, did everyone who hasn't gone?
I haven't gone yet.
Go ahead, Jason.
So my wife had gone to Disney once before we got married.
Yeah.
And it's not that she didn't like Disney, she just didn't go very much. So we ended up vacationing there for a bit, a couple times, and then got married at the wedding pavilion. And honeymoon on a Disney cruise. So, yeah, I kind of like Justin, I definitely took it up a notch.
Okay. Is that everybody?
My wife and I were... It's just me.
Go ahead.
So my wife and I were both equal fans. One of my best friends works for ESPN, and so it was a very cheap vacation. We went with him and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, and just being there really made it grow for both of us.
Okay. One of you, to my knowledge, was married at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I kind of said that.
Jason, yeah. So, I don't know. I was trying to figure out who was eating their microphone. So, Jason, tell us a bit about that.
That was something I kind of always wanted to do, was get married at Disney World. So I talked my fiance into it, and she went along. And, you know, we planned our wedding. We got married at the wedding pavilion. We had there's a million options when you get married at Walt Disney World, and that was back in 2000. This is looking bad. Isn't it? See, it was September.
Don't worry, she doesn't listen to you.
It was September 4th of 2003. I get confused between September 3rd of 2004 and September 4th of 2003.
Is that your final answer?
Call it dyslexia. But anyway, so that was over 10 years ago. They had a million different options that you could do for your wedding. I'm sure there's even more now. But we had the wedding in the wedding pavilion. We had the herald trumpeters announcing the entrance of the bride, which was really cool. We had the major domo presenting the ring in Cinderella's glass slipper, which was very cool.
You don't mean Major Domo from Captain EO, because somehow I picture that being a thing at your wedding.
Not that
That's
one.
What I thought, too. No.
Not that one.
I just imagine that would be Jason's wedding.
No. My wife had not ever seen Captain EO at that point. So, the option was there to fool your best man into thinking that he was supposed to have the ring and then him not having it. So you have to get give the ring to your wedding coordinator ahead of time, and then she gets it to the major domo, and the minister is in on it. So he turns to the best man and says, "The ring, please." And the best man is like, "I don't have the ring. What are you talking about, ring? There's no ring." And so that's really funny. And then the herald trumpeters blast, and the major domo walks in with the ring in Cinderella's glass slipper. So it was a lot of fun. We had our reception at Ariel's in the Beach Club, which is still there. It was not a restaurant back then. It's still not a restaurant now. Formerly a restaurant.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And we had an Illuminations dessert party after the reception. And because of the weather, we had to move it to the Norway Lounge, which – for me, was spectacular. I didn't mind at all. That's how it worked out. I've had four Epcot dessert parties since then, and every one of them had to get moved due to weather. Yeah. So if you're trying to get an Epcot dessert party in some cool lounge somewhere, have me plan it for you.
Yeah. And we've had some of you have had engagements at Walt Disney World, correct? I know Ron for sure.
Yeah. I wanted to do something a little different. The Mansion's always been my favorite attraction, and I worked there for years. So I wanted to do something with that. So I had told Laurel that Tom wanted me to film this video talking about the whole Gracie backstory to the Mansion. So I had her film this whole section of me talking about an intro as we're riding the ferry in, and then at rope drop, we go straight to the Mansion, and I start talking about the story of what the bride's ring and how the cast members created it.
Yeah.
And so I lean down and go, "Oh, look, the ring looks a little loose," and I'm palming my ring, and I pull right out of the ground and present it to her and ask her to marry me. But she's so confused, I have to ask her about five times because she doesn't realize what I'm actually doing.
That's amazing. Very, very cool. So maybe people they're not as crazy. They don't need to get engaged or married at Disney World. So let's talk about more normal romantic things you could do at Disney World. I think obviously the one that most of us go to is dinners. So I want to throw it around the hub maybe if we can, Patrick. What do we think? What are the best romantic dinners at Walt Disney World? And not even bringing price into play. I know we're probably going to mention a lot of signature restaurants, but what does everybody think?
I actually thought that being a little bit outside the box, we went to, oh my God, Fulton's at sunset.
Fulton's?
And we sat outside.
Are we really talking about
and it
Fulton's?
Was actually,
hey, go ahead.
You know, you said you're going to talk about price. And
oh,
a
it's
lot
a beautiful
of
restaurant. I wasn't talking about the building, yeah. But.
Yeah. So we sat outside. I think it was our second or third anniversary of being together, and it was a really beautiful thing watching the sunset. It was a good time. Probably be even better now with volcanoes going off and things like that.
The actual scenery.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the obvious one, which was Victoria and Albert's. We did that on our honeymoon back in 2001. And that's an awesome experience. I think everybody should try it once, and especially if you're in a relationship with someone, that is very romantic. Another place that we found very enjoyable is Benjico. You know, anytime you have that type of atmosphere where things tend to be a little bit quieter, that makes a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. I will say, Jico, not so much when you get seated in the back, sort of that second level. I like the level at the bottom with the windows looking out, but it does get a little chain restaurant-y in the back there. I don't know. But nonetheless, the menu's amazing, so you should go there anyway.
I actually kind of want to disagree on Victoria and Albert's, just because if you're trying to be romantic and have a nice one-on-one time, the service is just so attentive there that it kind of interrupts that a lot. They're very good about not interrupting you, but they're there so often, they're going to have to at some point.
That's funny that you mentioned that, Ron, because I was just thinking about when we went on a Disney cruise for our honeymoon, and we had dinner pretty much, the regular Disney restaurants, the three regular rotation restaurants on the cruise were fine, but we had dinner at Palo, which is the sort of high-end extra cost restaurant, and yeah, the same thing happened there. You can try to have your private dinner for two, but they are very attentive there as well.
That's why I was going to suggest California Grill. The food's great, the view's great, but the service is usually so bad you get to sit there for like a few hours.
Last time I was at California Grill, the service was spectacular.
I've never had just an experience at California Grill where I was like, all right, this is amazing. I don't know.
Yeah, last time we were there, the food was great. Maybe they were, like, the two tables on either side of us got in and out much quicker than we did. Maybe they thought we were on a date, so they just kind of let us alone and didn't rush things. But
yeah.
I kind of like that if it is just two of you.
Yeah. I would bring up Artist Point, I think, was, like, just, especially if you get a window table right on the window there, It's a small restaurant. It's not very big. Our servers were really great. Like Artist Point was just perfect. I don't know. There's something about the scenery and the music, and that one in particular sticks out. Jico, sometimes there's a lot of kids in there sometimes, and it can be a little loud. And not that it's bad. I mean, it's Walt Disney World. There should be kids' places, but I don't know. Artist Point just seemed very calm and right atmosphere, and just something about it. And the food was awesome. Anyone else have any other restaurant suggestion? Or maybe you thought was going to be a good date restaurant and it wasn't?
I think Sanaa. Sanaa would be a really good place. I went with family, but I think that'd be a nice place. I think the lighting's right. The mood is right there. The food might not be the most romantic, but I think that might be a nice place to get like into a cozy little corner and spend some time together.
You're gonna be necking? You necking in the back of Sanaa? Is that what's happening?
What year is it?
I don't know. Jason's confused. Anyway, Justin, you don't seem to have an opinion on this.
So here's the brief story of the time that we were there without kids. It was actually our honeymoon, but this is the obsessive Disney
geek in both of us, apparently. We only spent 4 days there. We were going on a cruise after that, not a Disney cruise, but a cruise. We decided to tack on Disney on the front end of our honeymoon, and we literally did nonstop 4 days of park. I don't remember eating, let alone sitting down to eat. So our romantic Disney World time was pretty much just experiencing Disney World, and we did stop to do things like Wishes and some of the other kind of classic, you know, cheesy slash romantic things. But I honestly don't think, I mean, there's some obvious ones that some of the, you know, my colleagues here have mentioned, but that was our honeymoon. It was literally trying to do every possible attraction, show, anything that you could think of in 4 days. We did not stop moving. So
yeah,
that was our romantic Disney World experience.
That just makes you one of us.
You know, one of the sort of odd but very romantic experiences that we had was before Discovery Island closed. But like the year before it closed, the place was generally deserted, and you know there could be 20 people there on any given day. So taking a nice leisurely walk around Discovery Island,
it was like DCA when it opened then.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You know, essentially, you have the entire place to yourself. It's very quiet, away from the hustle and bustle of the parks. That was really nice. I don't think there's anything quite like that anymore at this point.
Okay.
I think if money's no object, something that we did for an anniversary party but would be great would be to get the Grand One yacht and take that out during the fireworks. You know, if it's yeah. just two of you, you can get appetizers. You could even get a full dinner on the yacht if you wanted. And yeah. Certainly Disney will work with you.
Do we know offhand what the starting price is on Grand One? I know it's a lot.
I think it's like $500 an hour. Something.
It is, yes.
Oh, is it? I thought it was more than that. That's not
$500 an hour, but I think it's a minimum of 3 hours, if I remember
considering
right.
Considering the cost on renting a boat at a boathouse, I don't think $500 for an hour on the Grand One is that bad.
Yeah. The boathouse is, what, $400 an hour?
There are certainly worse ways to spend money at Disney World, most of them in the marina at the boathouse. But I was
going to say Wishes Cruise as well. We did one back in April. And the one we did, you know, and this the same thing happened with when we did the carriage ride around Fort Wilderness, when it was just the two of us. You know, both drivers were basically like, look, do you want me to talk to you and you know, give you guys like a tour and talk? Or do you guys just want a little kind of romantic time? I mean, for us, we wanted to talk to the guy, but it was good that they gave you those options. And both of those options, one very cheap, I think it's $30 for a half hour ride.
Half hour, I think, yep.
Yeah, and the other one's $300 for not 90 minutes, but it was one of the best views of Wishes I've ever seen. They're two good options, and they'll kind of cater it to like how much you want to interact with them. They'll leave you alone if you really want them to. Yeah.
So we're quickly running out of time here. The show has been a disaster so far, but anyway,
I'm just sitting back actually taking notes because someday my day will come.
Oh, I'm
yes, I've got from the experts. Way to go.
Well, you should probably take their notes over mine, but anyway.
Do we still have a couple more DCA things to play?
We do. Let's do those. Let's do those. I'll tell you what. Can everyone stick around after the show goes off the air tonight for a little bit? Everybody in here?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to come back after the show officially goes off the air on WBZW. I'm going to do the monologue again for those who didn't hear it. And then let's talk a little bit more about that topic. I want to go back into a couple other things. And maybe we'll post it online as an extra at WDWNewsTonight.com. So, all right, very quickly, let's play with the David hasn't. I don't think David saw these. So let's get David
Justin,
to play.
Justin didn't see them either.
Oh, Justin versus David then. Let's do it. And then I have one for the chat we'll do at the end real quick. Okay. So Justin and David, whoever gets the most right is gonna win here. Got you got to tell me again. The game is Opening Day California Adventure or Stuff Tom Made Up. Almost said it. All right. Here we go. We're going to start with – let's start with Justin here. Justin didn't live – and has never been there. So, all right, Justin. Bathrooms themed to Route 66.
Made up.
Those are real. They still exist, actually. They're still there behind the Sky School. Yeah. David, a store called PT Flea Market.
PT Flea Market? I think that was real.
It was real. It's now a seating area nearby those restrooms. We did that one already. Justin, a milkshake bar called Sam Andreas Shakes.
Real.
That was real. David, Neverland Ranch dressing at every restaurant.
That has to be made up.
It was made up. Justin, a fake facade in Hollywood Pictures backlot of a store called Arrowhead Pawn.
Real?
No, it's fake. We made that up.
I am horrible at this game.
Or are we just really good at lying?
We're just really good at making stuff up.
David, a popcorn stand called Earborne Popcorn.
Earborne? I seem to remember that for some reason. Tell me that's real.
It is real. Yep. Justin, a counter service... I can't even read this one. A counter service restaurant where hamburgers are cooked with a jet engine.
Oh, man. Fake.
Yeah, that's fake. I gave it away. David, a roller coaster themed to road traffic.
Yes, true.
It's real. Mulholland Madness. Justin, a restaurant called Mala Burritos.
It's true.
That is true. David, a spaceship themed burger restaurant.
No, I think that was made up.
It's real. Burger Invasion.
Oh, I forgot
McDonald's.
About that.
Yes. Justin, a bakery called Golden Cake Bridge.
Made up.
It is made up. Yeah, it's not real. All right, David, this is the last one. An entrance that looks like a giant postcard.
Yes, unfortunately.
That's real. Right. I think David won.
Do we have one for the chat?
We do have one for the chat. Chat, here's how we're going to do it, chat. This is how we're going to do it. It's going to be fastest finger. First person answer correctly. I need some judges out here. Jason, Justin, Ron, whoever wants to look.
Got it.
All right. First person to tell me true or false correctly on this one. And the statement is, a river rafting ride themed to extreme sports. Was that true or false? Was that real or fake? I see a yes.
Are
we going to count that?
Mark says yes.
We'll count it. Yeah. That's fine. That is true.
That is true.
Grizzly River Run, or Grizzly River Rapids, was originally extreme sports-themed, kind of weird. Yeah.
Wow.
It was. Please, this park, man. This park.
It was, yeah.
Nick, are we gonna skip that last commercial break?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
just
we
do,
out of time.
You want to get the flashbacks to the future?
We'll do flashback. Thank you, illustrious panel. I want to have you guys back in overtime, if we can, in a few minutes. So, guys, hang around. But, Nick, can we do a quick flashback to the future this week in Disney Parks history?
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay.
Time travelers, fasten your seatbelt and remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the time rover.
Time travel commencing in T-minus 10 seconds.
The date was February 8th, 2001. Disney's California Adventure opened. The park was expected to draw large crowds when it opened on February 8th, 2001. On January 14th, an LA Times article titled "The Most Jam-Packed Theme Park on Earth?" Stated senior Disney officials acknowledge that there will be days when California Adventure will have to turn away patrons, particularly in the first few weeks after the park opens during spring break and again in the summer. However, the actual attendance that year was substantially less than expected. This is suggested to have happened due to poor reviews from early visitors, the lack of focus in the Hollywood Pictures backlot and other sections of the park, the lack of attractions, the lack of theming, the lack of brand new attractions, the number of off-the-shelf attractions, with Soarin' Over California being the sole exception in most cases, a high number of stores and restaurants relative to the number of rides in the park, and having a redundant theme given the park was located in California. The park also lacked a berm to separate it from surrounding neighborhoods. The berm in Disneyland uses trees and earthen mounds to build a physical barrier around the park so that structures external to the park cannot be seen, thus encompassing guests in the setting. At California Adventure Park, instead, you got to see the nearby hotels, power lines, radio towers, and wow. the Anaheim Convention Center. Again, reducing immersion in the park. Also reducing immersion, everything was stucco. Disney had originally planned the park to be aimed at adults rather than children, but in fact, they had aimed it at practically no one. The park opened to only 5 million visitors in 2001, while the sister park Disneyland, even though at its lowest point, drew 12.3 million visitors the same year. Low attendance forced Disney to lower ticket prices as much as $10 off normal ticket price. In the first year, the park averaged 5,000 to 9,000 visitors on weekdays, 10,000 to 15,000 on the weekends, despite having a capacity of 33,000 guests. Visitor surveys reported only 20% of visitors to the park in the first year were satisfied with their experience. That number raised dramatically when Superstar Limo was closed just 13 months after the park opened. Wolfgang Puck and Robert Mondavi closed their high-profile restaurants in the park almost immediately, citing low crowds, though Mondavi remained as a sponsor. Again, Superstar Limo and several restaurants were quickly shuttered as well and deemed a failure. Disney would then slowly add attractions over the next 6 years to fix the park. All of that only worked a little bit, so instead they finally put $1 billion in starting in 2007 and completed the process 11 years after the park opened with the opening of Cars Land and Buena Vista Street. Now the park is a huge success on many days, competing with Disneyland in many respects.
Yeah, it's amazing because I did not know of these failures of this park.
Have we not talked about it?
No, now I do. I was to finish, yes, until I kind of started listening to WWND, hearing you go on and on and on and on about it. Like, it's a big joke. And it really was, now that, you know, I see more about it. And you would have no idea. Like, I'd have, if I didn't know anything about that, because I love California Adventure. It's one of my favorite parks. I just have so much fun there. Mm-hmm. A big part of that, obviously, Cars Land. I just really like it.
Yeah.
It's a good time. So,
you know what's not a good time?
What's that?
Our next segment.
Probably not. Timer going crazy. Yes, our next segment. You know, every once in a while, Tom likes to pick some fights online or say something that's mildly controversial. So we have this wonderful segment called "Who Hates Tom Now?" All right, so we're going to take a look. Now, this first one is pretty quick. It's pretty quick. You put up the story about pirates. You put up the story about culturally diverse pirates. Well, someone just wrote a very, very, very benign comment. Bored much?
I saw that. Not bored. I'm reporting news.
You are. Don't have anything better to talk about. All right, so I went back and I looked at the removing the sorcerer hat from studios posts, and this person, I can't tell if they were mad at you or, but they really didn't like your opinion. But they were very articulate and weird about it. They said, with what is being stated above in this article, I too find it very difficult to believe that if such a quote unquote larger than life. Oh, wait, excuse me. I'm sorry. I totally messed that up. Let me read the sorcerer one.
But anyway, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I'm trying to be quick.
I can tell you who hates Nick now.
Everybody. This one's the sorcerer hat one. Okay. Opinions can be written that it's better without the hat, but opinions of many are that it should have been kept in place. The theater is ugly, Tom. The hat offered whimsy, Tom. And Tom, you said there's more room for guests? That doesn't fly, since the plaza it was in was so large, and you could walk under the hat, Tom. Did you know that? You can walk under the hat.
There was, used to shop under.
You don't have to worry about room there. It wasn't removed for room, Tom.
I didn't say it was removed for room.
Apparently your article did.
I don't think that was my article. I think you need to look
at it. It wasn't even your article? So someone
it probably wasn't. It probably was like an editorial from someone.
Tom,
like
you have to own up everything that happens at your
sure,
radio station.
Take responsibility. Stick around, those of you listening live. We're going to go over time and do a couple things, but otherwise... I think it's time to put this thing to bed, finally.
We have to do more?
Yeah, a little bit. A couple minutes. What are we doing? Am I ending this?
You're ending this.
All right.
This is you.
So before we go, I'd like to leave you with a little word of wisdom. Remember, kids, you're lucky, Rover. You don't have to date.